他们会意识到
that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is at work in you.
那位 将耶稣基督从死里复活的主，也今天也在与我们同在。
That's why we can celebrate today.
这是我们今天要庆祝的。
We can say, "Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the past 25 years."
我们大家都可以说，在过去的25周年，我们谢谢主为我们所做的一切。
Thank you for all that you've accomplished.
谢谢我们所能够成功得到的一切。
Thank you for the lives that have been changed.
谢谢能够更新我们的生命。
We are so grateful.
我们正在这里庆祝。
But we are not satisfied.
但是我们还不是很满意。
We want to see more. Amen.
我们希望更多的。
We want to see more of God's glory manifest in Coquitlam.
我们希望在高贵岭能看到更多神的荣耀。
We want to dream bigger dreams than we've ever dreamed before.
能够有一个更大的梦想。
And we want to declare that the God we serve is a supernatural God.
我们所敬拜尊崇的神是一位拥有超自然能力的神。
So I want to invite you into a conversation this morning known as Holy Fire.
今天我想邀请大家一起来讨论一个题目，就叫做圣火。
I began in ministry over 38 years ago.
我在30年前开始担任牧师一职。
And I was a youth pastor in a small alliance church out east.
在北部的一个小小的宣道会呢，有一次我们一起去参加一个青年营会。
And one of my first duties was to look after junior high boys in a junior high boys Bible camp.
对。我有一个很基本的任务呢，就是要照顾那个地方的初中生，这是他们是非常奇妙的一群生物。
Now, junior high boys are very interesting creatures, are they not?
他们是很奇妙的一群人，是吗？
You never quite know what you're going to get.
你从来都不知道你能期望从他们身上得到什么。
And this particular camp wasn't going overly well.
这个营会其实呢并不是非常好。
The boys were very bored. They weren't interested in spiritual things.
对，所有的男生呢都感到都是昏昏欲睡，然后呢他们对这个圣灵一点也不感兴趣。
So as we came to the closing campfire, I had what I thought was a brilliant idea.
所以在最后的一天呢，晚上的观营的营会呢，我觉得我有一个非常好的主意。
I was going to tell the story of Elijah calling down fire from heaven.
对，我想跟他们讲关于以利亚从天上要求神从天上降下大火的故事。
But before the boys arrived, we put all of the logs in a fire pit and we covered them with gasoline.
对，在那个所有的人到来之前呢，我们在营火上面那些木头上呢都撒上了汽油。
And then we connected a wire to one of those logs, and it went up into a tree where we hit another one of our youth pastors.
对啊，有另外一个呢，营会的青年的领袖呢，就帮助我们用一条绳子呢，把它连到树上。
And on that wire was a toilet paper roll also doused in gasoline.
这条绳子呢，实际上是用厕纸做的，然后呢，上面也是浸满了汽油。
And this is what was going to happen.
这是我想象当中会生发生的事情。
I was going to tell the story of Elijah calling down fire from heaven.
我将给大家讲以利亚从天上要求神降下大火的故事。
And when we would come to that climactic moment,
就在那个时刻
the boys would look up in the sky.
他们那个所有的男生往天上看
they would see a flame.
他们会看到一丛火焰产生
the flame would come down and hit the fire pit.
然后那个火焰呢就从天上降到地上到营火上
there would be a huge explosion.
看上去好像一个很大的爆炸。
And junior high boys would give their hearts to Jesus. I
thought it was brilliant.
Please do not try this at home.
千万不要在家里学做这件事情。
Everything was arranged.
所有的事情都进行得很顺利。
The boys arrived with great anticipation.
呀，初中生他们都来了，觉得期望值很大。
And as I told this incredible story,
我就讲了关于以利亚这个很奇妙的故事。
It went a little long, and all of the gas in the fire pit evaporated.
这个我讲的时间有点长，所有的汽油都蒸发掉了。
And so when we came to that climactic moment,
就在那个很兴奋的时间
the boys looked up in the sky and they saw a flame.
所有的男生都往天空上看
and the flame came down.
看到那个火焰从天上下来
it hit the fire pit.
然后呢，到了供火那个地方
and immediately went out.
立刻就熄灭了
and one of the boys yelled out in a loud voice.
就有一个男生很大声地叫起来。
Great story, but where's the fire?
好棒的故事，但是那个火焰在哪里？
I have never forgotten that.
我从来都不会忘记这一刻。
Because as I get an opportunity to preach in a number of different settings,
我在很多不同的地方讲过道。
Sometimes I find myself asking the same question.
有的时候呢，我发现我在问同样一个问题。
Oh, great facility, but where's the fire?
哇，设施好棒啊，但是火焰在哪里？
Oh, amazing worship, but where's the fire?
崇拜进行的非常棒，但是哪有圣火？
Incredible preaching, but where is the fire?
讲道非常棒，但是没有看到圣火。
The presence of the living and resurrected Christ.
但是那位是我们所降服的主，那位使我们从是
the living and resurrected Christ
那位我们又真又活的主
that transforms fear-filled disciples
那些被改变了的门徒
into faith-filled revolutionaries for the kingdom of God
在主国度当中的革新
I am a man on a mission without apology
我在一个不需要毫无歉意的一个使命当中
calling our Alliance churches to experience the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit of God
我邀请宣道会去体会到我们神这位又真又活的神他更新的能力
You see the truth is on your 25th anniversary without the power and without the presence of the Holy Spirit you can do nothing
真相就是如果没有神圣灵的同在和能力我们在我们过去25年当中是什么也做不了的
It was A.W. Tozer who wrote these stunning words
陶泽曾经说过一句话
He said if the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today 95% of what we do would go on and no one would know the difference
今天如果圣灵从教会当中被收回 95% 的工作呢就仍然能运作而且没有人能看出有什么不同
But he went on to say if the Holy Spirit had been withdrawn from the New Testament church 95% of what they would do would stop immediately and everyone would know the difference
对但如果这是发生在新约教会 95% 的工作呢就将会立即停止而且人人都能看出其中的问题
So I am convinced of this
我已经被我非常的相信
that within our Alliance churches we actually don't need better strategies
在我们呢宣道会我们并不需要更好的策略
I'm not so sure we need more effective methods
我们也不需要更有效的方法
I'm not even convinced we need a more compelling vision
我们也更不需要我们更不需要更有吸引力的愿景
But what we are desperate for in our Alliance churches
但是我们所渴求的是
is men and women full of the Holy Spirit and fire
是男人和女人他们被圣灵充满被圣火充满
I am 60 years old.
我已经60岁了。
I want my 11-year-old grandson to look in these eyes.
我希望我11岁的那个孙子看着我。
And not see grandpa fading out into retirement.
不是看到了一个正即将退休的祖父。
But to see grandpa filled with fresh fire today.
但是呢看到一位身上有充满圣火的这样子的一个形象。
That's what our kids are looking for.
这是我非常期待所看见的。
That's what our grandkids want to see.
这是我们的那个孙辈想看到的。
That's what needs to mark this church on its 25th anniversary.
这是我们在25周年庆典所需要的。
That we are men and women full of the Holy Spirit.
我们是男人和女人，并且是充满圣灵和圣火的。
Saturated with the presence and glory of Jesus.
是被神所
Just saturated with the glory and presence of Jesus.
Okay, 所洁净的。
I love the way that John the Baptist put it.
我非常喜欢那个约翰施洗约翰所说的。
He said that he Jesus will ignite the kingdom of God within you.
他说耶稣要在你们当中用圣灵与火
A fire within you
带来用圣灵与火
The Holy Spirit within you
Yes 圣灵
Changing you from the inside out
将你们由内到外的更新
I love the way that Francis Chan put it He said These profound words I do not want my life to be explainable without the Holy Spirit
Okay 陈恩潘也说过我不想在我的生命当中全是没有圣灵的地位。
I want people to look at my life and know I couldn't be doing this in my own power.
我想让人看到我的生命靠自己的能力是做不了这些事情的。
Is that not to be the testimony of Westwood Alliance Church?
难道这不应该是我们的见证吗？
That whatever you do, you actually couldn't be doing in your own strength.
但是无论你做什么，你光靠自己的能力是什么都做不了的。
That the neighborhood around you is saying, I don't know what's going on there, but there's something more powerful than just ordinary human effort.
让我们在这周围的社区当中的邻舍，他们看到我们就说，哦，我知道有一种奇妙的力量在当中。
Because this is the reality that mission, my friends, without holy fire will only lead to humanitarianism.
对，这是一个现实。如果呢没有神圣烈火的使命，最多会带来人道主义。
But also, holy fire without mission will actually lead to fanaticism. It just will get weird in our churches.
没有使命的烈火呢，就会容易引致狂热主义。
But here's the profound truth: holy fire together with mission will actually lead to revolution.
但神圣的烈火与使命一道呢，带来的将是革新。
So on this your 25th anniversary, this is my prayer and my hope for you.
在这个非常重要的时刻，这是我为你们的祷告。
That God is calling you, Westwood Alliance Church.
上帝呼召宣道会。
Into a fire-filled encounter.
能够进入有一个圣火所赐力的使命当中。
Heart reviving, sin defeating, and boldness producing Holy Spirit power.
对，能够有高举耶稣振兴心灵战胜罪恶，并且能靠着圣灵的能力，能够坦然无惧的与他相会。
In the Old Testament, when God came down upon Mount Sinai.
在旧约当中，当上帝从降在西乃山的时候，
It says that the mountain was covered with smoke because God had descended upon it in fire.
对，他说那个西乃山上满是烟雾，因为那个神呢是在烟雾当神是用烟雾将它包裹。
In Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost.
在使徒行传第二章第一到四节，
The disciples were told by Jesus to go to Jerusalem and wait till they were endowed with power from on high.
对，在第二章在五旬节的时候，门徒都聚集在一起。
And there, as they gathered in that upper room,
然后呢，他们忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹
响。After 10 days of praying,
过了十天以后的祷告。
The room was filled with a sound like a mighty rushing wind.
从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。
Come on, Larry, don't you wish you were preaching once and the room would be filled with the sound of a mighty rushing wind?
当你在讲道的时候，你希不希望有圣灵像一阵大风吹过你正在讲道的这间房间呢？
And above each of their heads, there was a tongue of fire.
然后呢，又有好像舌头像火焰一样显现出来。
Do you know what those actually were?
你说那些，你知道那些看上去像什么吗？
Those were mini Mount Sinai's.
那就像是小小的缩小了的西乃山。
God who'd come down upon the mountain in the Old Testament.
Yeah, 神呢就把说按照圣灵说别国语言的能力赐给他们。
Hallelujah was coming down on individual people.
现在呢都降在了每个人的心目当中。
Filling them with His glory.
用求神用神的荣耀
充满这里。
对，用他的能力充满这地。
Hallelujah, filling them with His fire.
哈利路亚，用圣火充满他们。
So what does this actually look like?
所以这看上去会像怎么样的一回事呢？
I want to invite you for a few moments into Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 4.
我想大家一起读一下，看一看那个《使徒行传》第三章和第四章。
And three things I'd like to share with you very quickly.
今天呢，我想跟大家分享三件事情。
First of all, when holy fire comes, God's supernatural power is unleashed.
对，神圣的烈火呢，它会释放上帝超自然的能力。
Peter and John were going up to the temple at 3 in the afternoon.
Peter 和那个约翰呢，在下午三点钟的时候呢，去圣殿祷告。
They go through the gate beautiful, and there they encounter a man who's been crippled since birth.
他们在穿过那个美门的时候呢，看到地上有一位生来就是瘸腿的男子。
The question I have is how many times did they pass by this same man?
我有一个问题是，在过去这么长时间里，他们经过这一位生来瘸腿的男子有多少次呢？
The Bible says he was there every day.
圣经说他在那里每一天都在那个地方。
Peter and John went to pray every day.
彼得和约翰每天都去祷告。
So what is different about today?
为什么今天是不一样的呢？
Today there are men full of the Holy Spirit and fire.
因为今天有圣灵和圣火在彼得和 John 的身上。
And friends, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can no longer live for ourselves. Amen.
哎，朋友们，当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们不再为自己而活，对吗？
We actually want to give our lives away and in sacrifice to those who are around us.
对，我们想奉献我们的生命，为我们周围的人牺牲。
Several months ago, Agnes and I were flying back from overseas.
有大概在几个月之前，我跟我的太太呢，从海外一次旅程里飞回来加拿大。
And Agnes felt she was a cold was coming on.
Angus 觉得她要感冒了。
And my wife loves natural remedies.
然后她非常喜欢自然疗法。
And one of her favorite is oil of oregano.
她最喜欢就是牛至油，一种味道很大的油。
So she opened a little vial of oil of oregano in the plane.
所以她在那个飞机上一个很小的空间里面把那个牛至油打开。
When you open up oil of oregano in a confined space, everybody knows oregano has arrived.
在密闭的空间里面把牛至油打开，每个人都知道你正在使用牛至油。
So the flight attendant comes to Agnes and says, "Is that oil of oregano?"
然后有一个空乘呢就过来说，请问那个是牛至油吗？
Agnes says, "Yes. I feel like I have a cold coming on. I hope it will help."
Agnes 就说是啊，我觉得我要感冒了，所以我要去使用一下这个牛至油。
And the flight attendant said, well, "I've got a migraine headache. What would you suggest for a migraine headache?"
那个空乘就说，那我怎么办呢？我现在那个非常的有一个很大的头疼。
Without pausing, Agnes says, "The best thing for a migraine headache is prayer. My husband would love to pray for you."
我的太太呢，在当时说啊。完全没有问题，你知道吗？那个最有效的疗法就是祷告。那我先生呢，会很愿意为你祷告。
I got the headphones on. I got take. Wow, what am I doing?
我当时正在看电影，戴着耳机。
Her name was Jessica, and I said, "Can I pray for you?"
她的名叫 Jessica。她说我可以为你祷告吗
？She said, "Sure."
她说没问题。
I took her hand in mine.
哎呀，我拉着她的手。
And I prayed in the name of Jesus Christ, heal Jessica right now.
我祷告求神，以神的名义，求神能够医治 Jessica。
Take away her headache.
把她的头疼拿走。
And let her know that the God of the universe loves her.
让她知道这位宇宙之神是爱她的。
She walked to the back of the plane, somewhat unsettled. This normally doesn't happen on Air Canada.
她在后面呢，就走到那个后舱去。这通常呢，在加航是很少发生的。
Five minutes later, I went back to see how she was doing.
五分钟以后，我看她怎么情况怎么样。
She said, "I don't know what happened up there, but my headache is completely gone."
她说我不知道什么发生了，但是我现在一点也不头疼了。
So why wouldn't we live like that?
就为什么我们是这样子生活的呢？
You see, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, we recognize that the God we serve is a supernatural God.
如果是我们被圣灵充满，我们就知道我们的神是一位拥有超自然能力的神。
Peter looks at the man.
彼得看着那个地上的那位瘸腿的人
，and says to the man, "Look at me."
然后跟那个人说是你看着我。
Now, if you're begging for the very sustenance of life, and two guys that look like they have money ask you to look at them, you're thinking Lotto 649. It's gonna be a good day.
Yeah. 如果呢你在那个时候你一辈子都是瘸腿，然后有两个这样子的人去问你，你一定想，我可能是中奖了。
He has no idea how good it's going to get.
他并不知道他快会得到更好的东西。
Peter looks at him and says, "Silver and gold I do not have."
Peter 说金银我都没有。
But what I do have, I give you.
只把我所有的给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And those anemic legs are all of a sudden filled with energy for the first time in 40 years.
那些原来非常软弱的腿突然之间就强壮了起来。
The Bible says he literally leaps to his feet. Come on, that's a good thing.
圣经说他马上就跳起来，并且站着又行走。
This is an intervention of a supernatural God who heals.
这是神他超自然能力的干预。
Folks, the Alliance has always stood for an absolute faith in supernatural things and a supernatural God.
各位会众，我们宣道会所代表的是在超然之事和超然上帝中的绝对信仰。
On this, your 25th anniversary,
在我们二十周年的纪念日
，Can we proclaim again that the God we serve is a supernatural God?
我们可以大声的宣扬我们的神是一位拥有超自然能力的神。
I got a call from one of our new Canadian churches.
最近呢，我收到一个我们加拿大一间新的教会的电话。
And the first words the pastor said were, There's been an outbreak of healing in our church.
在那个第一句话呢，那位牧师所说的就是，哦，在我们教会有一个关于医治的爆发。
I go, this is going to be a good call.
说，哇哦，这肯定是一个非常好的电话。
He said we were studying James chapter 5 about anointing people with oil for prayer.
我们正在读圣经当中关于抹油医治的经文。
And one of our elders said, "Well, we've never done that in our church."
我们教会有一位长老说，哦，我们教会里从来没有做过医治的工作。
And another elder said, "Well, why don't we do that next week?"
那我们下个星期来一起试一试，好不好？
And a third elder asked the question, "What kind of oil should we use?"
第三个长老就说，那我们到哪儿去拿到这些用来抹油的油呢？
And a fourth elder said, "Well, Costco's got good
oil." 第四个就说，我们可以去 Costco 买做菜的油。
They bought 4 liters of cooking oil.
他买了四升的油，四升一大罐油。
And as the pastor preached on healing,
在第二个星期，他们那个牧师就开始讲到关于医治的事情。
The entire church came forward to be prayed
for. 所有的会众都到前台来接受医治。
The elder lugged 4 liters of cooking oil onto the platform.
那位长老把四升的油搬到了讲台上。
They were splashing people with oil.
喷在所有的人的身上。
And everyone they prayed for was healed in Jesus' name.
所有他们为他们祷告的人都被治愈了。
People with chronic illnesses were healed.
有的人又哭又笑。
People with aches and pains were healed.
他们有非常的有很长时间长时间的疼痛的人被治愈了。
A woman with a skin disease was healed right before their very eyes.
对啊，有一位有皮肤病的妇女，她的皮肤呢就在他们面前变更新变美了。
I went to visit this woman and I'll never forget her. She looked at me. She said over and over again.It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
我去拜访了这位妇女，她在我的面前一遍又一遍的重复说，太美了，太美了，这是多美的一件事情啊！
I said in that moment, I will never ever doubt the supernatural power of God again.
在那个时刻，我告诉自己，我再也永远不会去怀疑神，他是有超自然能力的一位上帝。
I know God doesn't heal in every situation.
但是我非常清楚，神并不是在每个场合都会医治。
That it's not about the healing, it's about the healer. Amen.
那不是关于医治本身，而是关于这个医治者本身。
It's about that which brings glory to God.
是这个是在就是因为这样子，我们才会对神有信心。
But let me be honest with you. I think in our Alliance churches we give up too soon.
我想在宣道会呢，对于这件事情医治这件事情呢，我们放弃的太早太快。
And unless God tells us He's not going to heal us,
除非上帝已经宣称他不会治疗我们
，we keep coming.
我们一直一次又一次的
去来 We keep praying.
我们继续祷告
We keep asking.
我们继续去祈求
We keep believing.
我们继续相信
We keep declaring.
我们继续宣称
That the God we serve is a supernatural God.
我们所侍奉的神是一位有超自然能力的神
I love what A.W. Tozer says.
陶泽曾经说过这样一句话
He said we must declare war on the mood of non-expectation in our churches.
我们要对那种没有期望的情绪，没有期望的那种情绪宣战，在我们的教会当中。
We need to show up on a Sunday morning and say, "Who's getting healed today?"
我们应该每个星期天来的时候呢，到主日崇拜的时候就说，今天谁会被医治
？Whose marriage will be restored today?
谁的婚姻呢被重建
？Who will be saved today in this church in Jesus' name?
今天会有谁因那个信主得救
？Who will be set free from demonic oppression in this church today?
谁会从被恶魔的压迫当中解救出来
？I remember being in one of our Alliance churches and we were praying for people.
在我们的一间宣道会，我们正在为一些人祷告。
And a woman tapped me on the shoulder and said, "We're praying for someone. We believe God wants to restore her hearing."
然后呢，就有一个人就拍我的肩膀说，我们需要为一位女士，她呢她的那个听力呢有问题，我们需要为她祷告。
I had never prayed for that before. I was terrified.
我有点害怕，因为之前我从来没有这样没为这样的事情祷告过。
But let me say this: when God restores hearing, it is not a quiet event.
但是我想让你们告诉你们，如果有一位人是长期耳聋，他低他的耳朵能够听到的时候，那可一点都不安静。
When she heard her first sound, she screamed with utter delight.
当他听到第一个声音传到他耳朵当中，他尖叫了起来。
I was standing behind her and I said, "This is amazing."
他说非常，然后呢，他所有的人站在他后面都说，哇，这太奇妙了。
She turned around and looked at me and said, "Yes, this is amazing."
然后呢，他后面的人转身对后面的人说，是啊，这真的是非常的奇妙。
Then when she heard her husband's voice for the very first time.
他第一次听到他的先生的声音。
He said, "I love you."
他说我爱你。
She screamed with utter delight.
他用非常大的声音尖叫。
And said, "Now we can watch Netflix together."
现在我们可以一起看有线电视了。
But I want to declare over you on this your 25th anniversary.
在25周年的时候，我想为这个你们献上祷告。
Be men and women of radical faith.
有希望你们每一个人都有非常大的信心。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，被圣灵所充满。
And declare that the God we serve is a supernatural God.
向全世界的人宣称，我们所侍奉的主是一位拥有超自然能力的主。
Holy fire second revives our heart.
第二点，神圣的烈火是振兴我们的心。
A crowd begins to gather. This is an amazing thing that has happened.
你看这个，因为神的缘故，我们聚集在这里。
And as the crowd gathers, Peter decides this would be a great time to preach.
当你看到一群人在聚集在 Peter 的旁边的时候呢，他意识到这是一个非常好的时间开始讲道。
Pastor Thomas, would that not be a great time to preach?
汤牧师，你觉得这是不是一个很好的时间去讲道呢？
Peter says, "Fellow Israelites, why are you so surprised?"
彼得说，那个以色列人呢，为什么你们把这件事情当成稀奇呢？
Why are you staring at us if somehow our power or our godliness healed this man?
为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？
He said, "Know this, you and all of Israel."
以色列的众百姓呢，不是这样子的。
It is the God of Abraham.
是我们是亚伯拉罕的神。
It is the God of Isaac.
是以撒的神。
It is the God of Jacob.
是雅各的神。
It is the God of our fathers who has glorified His servant Jesus.
就是我们列祖的神已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。
And then he gets right to the heart of his message.
他马上呢就回到了这个信息的中心点。
You killed the author of life.
你们杀了那生命的主。
That's pretty bold preaching.
非常大胆的一句话。
But God has raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact.
神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都是为这事做见证。
Repent, therefore.
悔改。
Turn to God.
归向神。
So that your sins may be wiped out, and times of refreshing will come from the Lord.
你们的罪得涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
Is that not what we long for on our 25th anniversary?
这难道不是我们在二十周年庆典的时刻所需要的吗？
Oh God, the times of refreshing would sweep over this church.
求神让神更新的灵在这里运行。
But know this, times of refreshing are always preceded by times of repentance.
但是大家要注意哦，就是一定要在我们的神能够更新这个地方之前，我们每个人都要悔改。
D.L. Moody declared, "Before we pray that God would fill us, I believe we need to pray that God would empty us."
对，在我们在向神要求神用他的圣灵充满我们之前，求神祈求我们祈求求神倒空我们。
I have a friend who's been a bachelor for years.
我有一个单身汉的朋友。
And part of the reason is he's the messiest housekeeper you can imagine.
Yeah, 有一点原因是因为他不太爱做清洁。
There are times he doesn't do his dishes for over 3 weeks. Wouldn't relate.
有的时候他有三个星期都不洗盘子洗碗。
He said he was sitting in his apartment reading a magazine one day.
他有一天正在他的小小的公寓里面读杂志。
And some friends came over for a surprise visit.
然后呢，有一帮朋友就说我们要给你要过来看望你一下。
And he said by the time he let them into his apartment, till the time they got to his apartment door, he had 60 seconds to clean up his kitchen.
他非常的清楚呢，在让他们进门，从进到那个大楼的门和到达他公寓门前呢，有60秒钟的时间，他可以准备。
So he ran into his kitchen, took all of his dirty dishes, and stuffed them inside his oven.
他就跑到他的厨房，把所有那三个星期积攒下来的盘子全塞到了他的烤箱里面。
And then he wiped the counters clean so that his kitchen looked beautiful.
然后呢，就赶快到处擦擦弄弄，看上去他的厨房看上去非常的干净。
He went and answered the door.
然后赶快就去开门。
And his friend said, "We've got a pizza, but it's cold. Where's your oven?"
然后他的朋友进来说，哦，我们有那个披萨饼，但是他现在有点冷，你的烤箱在哪里？
The most humiliating moment was taking out all my dirty dishes in front of my friend.
他说那是我人生当中最尴尬的一个时刻。
So Westwood Alliance Church.
那高桂林宣道会。
What's in your oven?
你的烤箱当中有什么？
we can become the masters of the image.
我们可以啊、sorry.
We can become masters of an image.
哦、oh, 对，我们可以成为表面上看上去非常好的一个形象。
Making ourselves look good on the outside when there's all kinds of debris on the inside.
呀，从外面看，我们非常的完美。
Disobedience, anger, lust, bitterness.
不服从，苦毒，和生气。
I want to bring you such good news today.
我今天下午告诉大家一个好消息。
That the best oven cleaner I know is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
最好的烤箱清理者就是我们的上帝。
But friends, I declare this over you. Hear my heart on this.
大家，我要为这件事情宣称这件事情。
No more secrets.
不要再有秘密。
Secrets are killing us in our churches.
所有的秘密都会杀掉你。
Hidden places of our soul.
在你的在你的灵魂当中隐秘
之处 that actually breeds shame in our lives
那些东西会把羞耻
and rob us of our joy and rob us of our power
你的喜乐越多你的那个力量就越大
I break the power of shame in Jesus' name in this church
在这间教会里面我宣称应奉神的名去赶走所有的羞耻
I break off lies in Jesus' name in this churchI break off lies in Jesus' name in this church.
Okay, 在这间教会当中赶走所有的谎言。
And I declare you free in Jesus' name.
我宣称在神在我们的耶稣基督当中，你已经自由了。
Because if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为我们的那位又真又活的神已经是消除了我们所有的罪孽。
I want to challenge you, however, to live a life of brokenness. And brokenness is the sense of the walls are kept down as well as the roof is off.
我挑战你们在座所有的人过一个破碎的生活。这个破碎呢是双层的，不仅意味着墙体要倒下，连屋顶也要被卸下。
So friends, a revival is broken out in Cuba, of all places.
我想跟大家介绍一下在古巴正在发生的复兴。
20 pastors started a prayer movement in Cuba.
在古巴呢，有20个这样子的牧师，他们开始了一个祷告的运动。
It spread to all the other denominations.
然后呢，就传到了所有的不同的部落。
And Agnes and I were there when 450 pastors of 50 different denominations gathered together to pray.
有50个不同的教派在的450个牧师呢，在那个地方大家一起聚集在一起。
And the power of God broke through on that gathering.
那在神在当中做了奇妙的事情。
As a sign of their repentance, they began to wash one another's feet.
作为一个悔改的很大的标志，我们互相开始洗脚。
The Baptists were washing the Pentecostals' feet. That's a good day in the kingdom.
正在洗五旬节教会的那个会友的脚。
The Pentecostals were washing the Baptists' feet. A better day in the kingdom.
对啊，五旬节教派正在洗浸信会教派的会友的脚。
The Alliance was confused. We washed everybody's feet. It was great.
什么宣道会非常好，我们可以洗所有人的脚，这样子难道不是很好吗？
And in that holy moment, the power of God fell, the fire of God fell upon our Cuban leaders.
在那个时候呢，神的荣光，神的圣灵就降下。
And they stood to their feet.
他们就站起来。
And they began to proclaim in Spanish.
他们用那个西班牙语大声的宣称。
Christ for Cuba.
那个基督为古巴。
Cuba for the nations.
古巴为全族全球。
And the Cubans are going to send out missionaries to the Arab nations of the world. That's amazing.
哇，你们能想象到吗？古巴已经开始向外派遣他们的那个宣教士了。
So if God can take 20 ordinary folks,
我们在 sorry.
If God can take 20 ordinary people,
okay, 如果神呢能够派遣20个很普通的人
，and put a passion in their heart to pray for revival.
然后呢，在他们当中呢，把那个为神的圣灵的激情放在他们当中。
So much so that God transforms an entire island nation.
在这样子的情况下呢，整个古巴所有的群岛都被更新了。
God can still bring revival to Canada. Amen.
神是可以振兴我们的心。
What about if on your 25th anniversary the spark started here?
我非常希望在二十五周年的时候，火花就在这里开始了。
Into an uncontainable flame that changed the course of human history.
成为一个完全无法控制的大火，能够整个的改变我们的会教会。
Which leads me to my last thought.
这是我最后的有一个
The reality that friends, when holy fire comes, it revitalizes our mission to the world.
当神圣的烈火来到的时候，它复兴我们的使命。
In chapter 4, we realize not everybody's excited about the revival that's broken out in Jerusalem.
对啊，在第四章的时候，使徒行传第四章，我们意识到并不是所有的人都为耶路撒冷的复兴感到高兴的。
They throw Peter and John into jail.
他们把彼得和约翰呢就收到了监狱里面。
And the next morning they bring them out, and this is the question they ask.
第二天早上呢，就有他们就去问彼得和约翰。
In what name or by what power was this man healed?
你们是用什么能力，奉谁的名做这样事情，让这个人痊愈呢？
And the Bible says, and Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't miss that.
然后圣经说，那个时候呢，彼得就被圣灵所充满。
Said rulers and elders of Israel.
他对他们说，至明的官府和长老啊。
If we are being called into account for an act of kindness shown to a lame man.
倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事，查问我们他是怎么得了医治。
And if you are asking us how it is that he has been healed.
查问我们他是怎么得了医治。
Then you and all of Israel know this.
你们众人和以色列百姓都应该知道。
It is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God has raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. We need a drummer, ba boom.
Yeah, 是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。这个时候呢，我们需要有个鼓在旁边点一下。
Yeah. I loved her drum there. Did you see that? Yeah, that was good. For salvation is found in no one else.
因为天上地下没有除他以外没有赐下别名。
For there is no other name.
没有别的名。
Under heaven.
在除他以外别无拯救。
Among mankind.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的
名。Whereby you must be saved.
我们可以靠着得救。
And when they saw the courage of Peter and John.
当我们看到彼得和约翰的勇气的时候
and saw that these were ordinary, unschooled men.
他们可都是一些没有受过教育的小民
They were absolutely amazed.
他们都感到非常的震惊
And they took note that they had been with Jesus.
他们就明白过来，这都是由于耶稣基督的大能
Boy, if they were to write a story in the newspaper about Westwood Alliance Church.
如果他们在报纸上写关于我们高贵灵宣道会的事情
Would you not love the title to be?
你难道不希望那个标题是
Westwood Alliance Church, they must be hanging out with Jesus.
高贵灵宣道会一定是跟神天天在一起
That the only thing that would explain you would be Jesus.
所以所有的事情都能够通过耶稣基督来得到解释
You see, never be afraid of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
绝对不要害怕被圣灵所充满
Because the Holy Spirit will always exalt Jesus.
圣灵总是会高举耶稣基督
Now I feel bad for the religious leaders because the guy who was healed won't go home.
对呀、啊，我对那些所有的宗教领袖感到很不好，因为那些被医治的人不会再去找他们。
So they scold Peter and John and they say, "We forbid you to preach or teach in the name of Jesus."
所以呢，他就说，我们不能够，所以他们就严严的责备彼得和庄说，我们不允许你再奉耶稣的名去做任何的事情。
Peter says, "You're going to have to make a judgment call of whether we obey you or whether we obey God." But I love this. We cannot help but speak about the things we have seen and we have heard.
对，彼得和耶稣说。不听从神在这神面前合不合理你们自己斟酌吧我们所看见所听见的不能不说
My prayer is that God would so ignite a fire in Westwood Alliance Church
我的祷告是求神能够让我们宣道会有合一的火
That everywhere you go you can't help but talk about Jesus Wouldn't it be amazing
你去任何的地方你都控制不住一定要讲述耶稣的大能
You won't be talking about politics. Set us free.
对啊，你不会说是政治啊，求你让我们得自由。
You won't be talking about sports. I know that's tough.
Sorry.
I said you won't be talking about sports. I know that's tough.
你也不会也在运动上谈运动谈的那么起劲。
You're going to be talking about Jesus because you can't help it.
所有你全心全意会谈论的都只会是耶稣，因为你不能控制自己。
And your friends will say, "Are you going to?" Yes, I am.
你的朋友会说啊，你准备要去吗？他说是的，我会。
Can't help talking about what I've seen and what I've heard.
对啊，我在我们宣道会，我们一直都在讲论耶稣。
Peter and John are released and go back to the praying church.
彼得和那个约翰这个时候呢，就回到了就被释放，就回到了会友当中。
And this is what the church prays.
那个会友们就一起祷告。
Oh Lord, consider their threats.
神啊，求。
Oh Lord, consider their threats.
求你神啊，求你求你明白他们的明白他们的处境。
But enable your servants to speak your word with even greater boldness.
希望你的神呢，能够更加大胆的、放胆的讲你的道。
And if I was to speak a word over you as a church, this would be it today.
如果我要在这里只讲一句话的话，这就是我要讲的话。
Oh God, stretch forth your hand in Westwood Alliance Church and heal.
神呐、啊，求你向高贵灵宣道会伸手治愈这里面的人。
Perform signs and wonders in this place.
在这个地方呢，能够显示你奇妙的大能。
In the name of your holy servant Jesus.
在你的以你的那个仆人的耶稣基督基督的名义。
And the place in which they were meeting was shaken.
然后这个地方呢，就会大大的震动。
Again, Larry, I want to be preaching and have the building shake. Come on.
他说是在我祷告的时候 ，Larry， 你难道不希望这个房子在震动吗
？The building was so filled with the glory and awe and presence of Almighty God that it shook.
神大能的神的荣光充满在这里，让整个房间都在震动。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit at once. Come on, that's great.
我们每个人都被圣灵所充满。
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
这里呢，就是我们放胆讲论，神的大能。
Never separate the fullness of the Holy Spirit from our commission to reach the nations of the world with the good news of Jesus.
把神所神的大能所带来的丰满还有各种的奇妙事情带到我们的全球去。
Dear friends, there is a revival that has broken out in the Middle East.
亲爱的朋友们，你们知道呢，在中东，神有一个很大的作为。
You're not going to hear about this on CNN or Fox News.
你们在 CNN 或者 Fox 上面是听不到这样的新闻的。
But right now, more Muslims are coming to Christ in the Middle East than at any other time in human history.
这在历史上，现在从来没有这么多的穆斯林在这样的时刻呢归向主。
We were at a prayer gathering with over 10,000 Egyptians just outside of Cairo.
在开罗外面呢，大概有10,000人的埃及人，他们聚集在一起参加祷告会。
They were praying that 20 million Muslims would come to Christ on their watch.
他们在祷告，有2,000,000的穆斯林，让他们能够在他们的见证当中信主。
They said ISIS has done the preaching. We're doing the baptizing.
他们说 ISIS 他们是洗脑，我们洗礼。
As ISIS has exposed the underbelly of Islam.
当 ISIS 他们呢就显示出那个伊斯兰国他们的弱点的时候
，Muslims are leaving Islam and they're looking for truth.
呀，穆斯林呢，他们都在纷纷的离开，他们正在寻求真相。
And many of them are receiving dreams and visions of Jesus.
并且呢，他们通过我们呢就得到了关于神的，知道了关于我们这位又真又活的神。
The Middle East has come alive with the glory and power and presence and majesty of Jesus Christ.
我们整个中东地区呢，都由于神的力量和同在呢，有了一个很大的复兴。
I had a chance to speak at one of the largest churches in Cairo, over 10,000 members.
在开罗有一个大概有10,000人会有的教会。
5 minutes before I got up to preach, the pastor said, "We're televising this all over the Arab world."
在五分钟我讲道前五分钟，那位牧师跟我说，你知道吗？我将会在整个阿拉伯半岛广播这个你的讲道。
I said, "What if I say something offensive?"
然后我说，哎呀，要是我说了什么冒犯他们的话怎么办
？He said, "Don't worry, we've got a really good interpreter today."
他说，别担心，我们今天有一个非常好的翻译。
He was so busy.
这位翻译那天非常的繁忙。
But at the end, I gave an opportunity for people to respond, and hundreds of Egyptians came forward.
最后呢，我给大家有一个回应的机会，有成百的这样子的埃及人，他们就到前面来。
We watched as God healed them.
我们那个一起。
We watched them as God filled them with His Holy Spirit.
我们看到上帝用圣灵充满这些人。
We watched as God set them free in Jesus' name.
我们看到神奉主耶稣的名义让他们得自由。
We are reaching the Yazidis in northern Iraq, 650,000.
那个北伊拉克，亚兹迪兹有
650,000.
A
big number, a really big number.
65万人，有这么多的亚兹迪兹人。
They were decimated by ISIS.
他们呢就被那个IS 呢隔离了。
But they fled to a city in northern Iraq where we have an alliance church.
对啊，他们由于受迫害呢，就四散逃离，就到了北伊拉克的，我们有一个宣道会的地方。
So we are there sharing the love of Jesus, giving them all we can to care for them.
在那个地方呢，我们就跟他们分享神的大爱，并且呢，对他们给予我们所力所能及的支持。
It's illegal to give them Bibles, but we let them steal our Bibles.
给他们圣经呢是完全违法的，所以我们把圣经放在那里，让他们偷我们的圣经。
We have a table full of Bibles, and they run up and steal them, and we go, "Thank you, Jesus."
对啊，我们有一个放满那个圣经的桌子，然后他们到那儿偷偷拿走一本圣经，我们就在旁边说啊，感谢主。
The Yazidis of northern Iraq are reading the Word of God. They are coming to Christ. We are going to plant a church among the Yazidis of northern Iraq to the glory of God.
非常感谢主，正因为这些在北伊拉克的亚兹迪兹人。他们的这样子的热心的爱主，我们现在已经很快就要在那里植堂了。
I conclude with this.
我现在要得到一个结论。
My mother is 92 years old in a few weeks.
我妈妈大概是在几周之内就是95岁了。
She's lived most of her life in Abbotsford, British Columbia.
她基本上大部分时间都住在 BC 省的 Abbotsford.
She lived in a ground level condo apartment.
她住在那一个只有一层的公寓里面。
And every day she would talk to her friend Phyllis on the phone.
但每天呢，她都要跟她的一个朋友讲很长时间的电话。
Phyllis is deaf, and my mother is deaf. Can you imagine that conversation?
他说他们两个这两个朋友他们的耳朵都不太好使，你可以想象他们是怎么样子进行谈话的。
So one day, well, mom is yelling at Phyllis, and Phyllis is yelling at mom.
有一天，他们正在电话上互相大叫。
A young man high on drugs breaks in.
有一个小年轻人蹑手蹑脚的呢，就从前门呢跑了进来。
Goes by the room where.
然后呢
She's yelling at Phyllis.
在所有的房间里面都走了一圈。
Goes into her bedroom.
然后并且走到她的卧室。
Steals all of her money.
看，把她所有的钱都偷走了。
Steals her jewelry.
把她所有的珠宝都偷走了。
Finds her car keys and steals.
并且找到了她的车钥匙，把她车也偷了。
Goes into the underground parking, finds my mom's car.
然后呢，在楼下，在那个地下停车场找到我妈妈的车。
Drives it through the big iron gate in the underground parking.
在那个铁门那里直冲出去，到结果造成了一个很大的洞。
There was a huge crash.
有很大很大的一声巨响。
Everyone hears it except my mother.
在那栋楼，所有人都听见了，只有我妈妈没有听见。
The police are called, and within 30 minutes, they catch the thief.
对啊，在三十分钟以后呢，那个警察就已经抓到了这个小偷。
They get my mom's money back, her jewelry back, her car back. My mother does not even know she's been
robbed. 在我妈妈完全不知情的情况下，警察呢把她的钱、把她的珠宝还她的车都还给了她。
When the police officer shows up at her door, he says, "Don't worry, Mrs. Hearn, you've been robbed, but we've got the thief."
当那个警察在来到他门口的时候，警察说：“别怕，别怕，我们虽然你被打劫了，但是我们把所有东西都已经找到了。
”We've got your car back, we've got your jewelry, and here's your $35.
他说是我有你那个把你的车和珠宝都找回，这是你的35块钱。
And my mom said, "But I only had $25."
我妈说：“可是我只有25块钱呢。”对啊。
The police officer said, "You keep it, dear."
警察说：“你留着那十块钱吧，那十块钱你留着。”对。
Fast forward a few months.
然后呢，往前快进几个月。
The young man is going to plead guilty for his crime.
那位被抓住的小偷呢，就要上庭了。
And my mom said, "I want to go to that sentencing hearing."
然后我妈妈说我想去那个宣判的那个地方。
I said, Mom, why do you want to go?
我说妈，你为什么想去啊？
She said, I want to let that young man know that I forgive him and I'm praying for him.
我想让那位年轻人知道我已经原谅他了，并且我为他祷告。
So we arrive in the courtroom at the right time.
所以呢，我们很快的就到了那个法庭。
We're waiting for the judge to arrive.
我们在等着那位法官进场。
And in comes the young man's lawyer.
这时候呢，就这位年轻人的律师进来了。
And I recognize him immediately.
我忽然发现，哎呦，我认识这个人。
He's a part-time pastor for the Alliance and a part-time lawyer.
他是宣道会一位兼职的牧师，同时也是一位兼职的律师。
How that works out, I don't know.
我真的不知道这是怎么样子工作的。
He's really good at both.
但是他在两样工作上都做得很好。
He said, David, what are you doing here?
他说 ，Dave， 你在这里干嘛呀
？I said, it looks like your client robbed my mother.
他说，看上去你的客户呢打劫了我的妈妈。
What is your mom doing here?
然后他说，那你妈妈在这干嘛呀
？I said she wants your client to know she forgives him and she's praying for
him. 他说，我妈妈想告诉你的客户，他已经原谅他了，并且爱他。
In comes the judge.
这时候法官来了。
Young man comes in with a sheriff beside him behind a glass enclosure.
这个小偷呢，后面有跟着一个狱警也进来了。
And my friend Daryl Schultz goes to the podium.
然后我的那个朋友 Daryl 呢，就走到讲台那里。
And he says, Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a special request.
亲爱的法官，我希望能够有一项请求。
I want to introduce the victim. Her name is Mrs. Hearn.
这位Mrs. Hearn， 她的是这次事件的受害者。
He says, usually the victim wants to make sure the perpetrator gets the full extent of the law.
他说，我想告诉你，我们这位受害者想告诉你，这个他已经原谅这位小偷。
Mrs. Hearn is here because she wants my client to know she forgives him and she's praying for him.
Mrs. Hearn 她在这个地方，恒太太在这里，她只是想让这位我的客户知道，他已经那个原谅他，并且为他祷告。
That provincial court judge went to my friend Daryl Schultz and said these exact words. I hate people of faith. They make my job so difficult. Isn't that amazing?
他说这个是那个法官的原话。他说我真的是好讨厌这些有信仰的人呢。他让我的工作变得好艰难呢。对啊。
He turned to the young man and said, "You stand to your feet."
他说他转过来对那个年轻人说是你站在那儿。
He said, "I'm only going to sentence you to half the amount of time I originally was because of Mrs. Hearn."
他说现在我告诉你由于这个这位恒太太的请求我只是对你有一半的这样子的就是
He said, Today you have been offered a moment of mercy. What do you need to say to Mrs. Hearn?
他说今天呢你有一个被人怜悯的这样子的一个机会你要为恒太太说什么
He looked out at my mom and said, I'm really sorry.
他说我看着我的妈妈说我真的是很对不起。
And my mother jumped to her feet and said, It's all right, you're forgiven. It was a coolest court thing ever.
我的母亲就跳起来说是，哎呀，完全没问题，亲爱的。
Court is dismissed.
然后呢，审判就已经被解散了。
My mother walks over to the young man's mother, who was the only other person in the courtroom.
然后呢，在那个房间里有另外一个女士，那我的妈妈呢就去跟那个年轻人的妈妈交谈。
Said I'm going to be praying for your boy.
我会为你的孩子祷告。
And every day she prayed for him.
每天她都为这个年轻人祷告。
I got an email from the lawyer that said, "You know that young man who robbed your mother?" I said, "Oh yeah."
他说我收到了那位律师的信，说你记得那个打劫了你母亲的那个年轻人吗
？He's become a Christian and he's going to get baptized. Can your mom come?
他说他已经归主了，他已经信主了，他马上就要洗礼。
So、
他邀请你的母亲来观礼。
That's Clark at his baptism.
那就是 Clark， 这个年轻人名叫 Clark。
Mom was too old to go, but the lawyer wrote these words.
我母亲因为年迈的缘故未能前往。
He said it was the most amazing baptism I've ever seen.
他说哦，那个Daryl 也就是这个律师呢，就写信回来说，
He said,
我从来没有见过这样子的洗礼。
Clark invited 10 of his unsaved friends.
他说那个 Clark 呢，他邀请了10位还没有信主的朋友。
And not only was his mother there, but she got baptized too because she saw the change in Clark and she found Christ.
然后呢，还有 Clark 的母亲，而且非常奇妙的一件事是 ，Clark 的母亲在那里呢也受洗了，因为她看到神在 Clark 身上奇妙的作为。
So I found out where Clark lived, and I invited him to come and visit my mom.
我就找到了这个 Clark， 他住在哪里，我就邀请他来拜访我的母亲。
This is the place of the crime.
这是一个善意的地方。
I know the criminal always returns to the place of the crime, but this is so much better.
对，他说呢，很多人呢，惯犯呢，都回到他们曾经作案的地方。
Clark shared his testimony of how when he was in jail, a Christian came and shared Christ with him.
哦 ，OK， 他说在他监狱里的时候，有一个基督徒也过来分享关于神的爱。
And he surrendered and gave his heart to Jesus.
他这位太太呢，就是这个 Clark 母亲也给了他。
And God filled him with holy fire.
对，他有圣火充满了他的心。
And then, he said to my mom these cute words. He said, "But I did rob a few more houses after yours."
他还跟我的母亲说，在你打劫了你的房子以后呢，我还是打劫了好几间别的房间。
I still need to go back to jail and serve some time.
他说，由于那些缘故呢，我继续还要在监狱里待一段时间。
But he said, "I'm not going back as a prisoner. I'm going back as a preacher."
但是呢，现在我回到监狱呢，我要向我的那些人传道，而不是作为一个囚徒。
And my mom says, "Well, then you better be commissioned. That's what's happening right here."
哎呀，是，所以你最好呢是得到一个许可。
You got to hear my mom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I commission you, Clark, into the ministry that God has called you into.
Yeah, 奉圣父圣子灵，我们把 Clark 交在你的面前。
May he fill you with his holy fire.
求神能够用圣火充满你。
When the place of the crime
当是一个犯罪之地
becomes the place of commissioning,
变成了一个有使命的地方。
You know, holy fire has come.
你知道圣火已经在工作了。
Stand.
请大家起立。
Our worship team, could you come and join me on the platform?
Okay, 谢谢。
Firstly, I want to give you a gift. Yeah, please. Yes. On this year, 25th anniversary, I want to give you a gift.
在二十五周年的时刻，我想给你们一个礼物。
And it comes all the way from Cuba.
它是从古巴来的礼物。
And no, it's not Cuban cigars. Let it go.
肯定不是古巴的雪茄，不是那个。
It is like so much better.
是更好的一件礼物。
As Agnes and I were leaving Cuba.
在我跟我的太太离开古巴的时候。
20 of our pastors gathered around us.
二十位牧师在我们的周围。
And one of them cupped his hands just like this.
一位呢就把他手做成这样的姿势。
Imagine the flame of revival that's come to Cuba.
想象使古巴复兴之火。
And then he asked me to cup my hands in a similar fashion.
然后呢，我邀请你把你的手跟我一样做出这个姿势。
And he walked over and he placed that flame in my hands.
他走到我的面前，把那个火焰传递到我的手中。
And he said, "David, could you take that back to Canada? They really need it there." Can you
believe he said that? David, 你可以把这个带回加拿大吗？我认为他们在那里非常的需要这个火焰。
I looked him in the eyes and I said, "I really need it here."
我看着他的眼睛说，是我们非常的需要。
I will not lead this denomination on yesterday's anointing.
我不会离开这个教派，就是像昨天那样子。
I need fresh fire today.
今天呢是全新更新的火在这个地方。
So do you.
你也应该有这个火。
So do you.
你也应该有这个火。
So I'm going to dare you to cup your hands.
所以我也邀请你把你的手做
成这样的姿势。And I'm going to symbolically give you the flame of revival.
他要给你这个标志，就是象征性的给你这团火。
And I'm going to ask you just to pull it into your chest.
把它放在你的胸前。
And pray this daring prayer.
用很大胆的祷告。
Oh, Spirit of the Living God, come and fill me.
又真又活的主啊，求你用圣灵来充满我。
Fill me to overwhelming.
让我要完全的满意的充满我。
Fill me to overflowing.
让我当中有泉源涌出。
Fill me with your holy fire.
用你的圣火完完全全的充满我。
So, receive the flame.
求你接受这个火焰。
Receive the flame.
接受这团火焰，这是由神而来的。
Receive the flame up in the balcony. Lots of flame here. Receive the flame.
哇，现在好大一团火，在中间。
Yeah. And the place in which they were meeting was shaken.
在这里有很多很多的意义。
Presence of a holy God was intoxicating.
神的同在在这个地方。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
整个圣灵充满这地。
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
他们都讲神的，传讲关于神的大能。
Yes.
是的。
Our worship team is going to sing.
我们的崇拜的敬拜小组将跟我们。
You're sensing God is calling you just to come forward on this the 25th anniversary.
如果你觉得有感动，
to mark this moment,
就到前面来与我们一起。
To kneel before a sovereign and holy God.
我们一起跪下，向我们的神祷告。
To declare that you are all in.
求你，求让神知道你已经完全的摆上。
As we sing.
我们已经完全摆上。
I invite you to come and save.
我邀请你到前台来。
Elders will be here to pray for you. They'd love.
长老，长老们，我要为你们祷告。
Stir it up in our hearts. May this be your benediction this morning from Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and forever. Amen. Please be seated. This morning, I'd have you turn to your bulletins this morning. Just going to give you two brief announcements in English, and then Pastor Thomas will come and give it some announcements to you for Mandarin Church. So today, just two things I want the English congregation to know, that we will be having a baptism next Sunday at 2:30. The names are printed there in the bulletin. Pray for these ones that will give bold testimony to us on the 2:30 hour next Sunday, October 27th. Also, we'll be starting a class called Thinking, Five Basic Questions Related to the Christian Life. This is a course on evangelism. It's a course of knowing the significance of the Christian faith. So we invite our members to come and join us. But if you know of a friend you would like to have come, you're more than welcome to invite them to this class as well. So those are the two announcements. Pastor Thomas?
感谢主今天我们一个非常美好的敬拜。现在是我们国语的这个欢迎报告的时间。那我们欢迎首先第一次在我们中间你来的朋友们。如果你今天是第一次来参加我们的崇拜，那给我们一个机会欢迎你，都可以起来一下。我们欢迎张弟兄一家。好，欢迎你们。请坐。We welcome the first time to come to church. Thank you, 欢迎你们。If you are first time to come here, 欢迎你们。如果你们是第一次来的 ，If you are first time come to our church, and please stand there, welcome you. OK, 我们欢迎我们的弟兄姊妹今天回到主的家里敬拜。我们今天是联合崇拜，那下面还有一场第二场的联合崇拜。好，那有几个事情报告一下。国语堂呢将会在下个星期照样是9点崇拜，不是9:30。好，那今天呢没有主日学，结束以后呢，我们就可以到隔壁的交易厅有一些简单的茶点。交通之后，我们就尽快离开这边，可以第二堂的崇拜进来。啊，另外呢，下个星期我们的国语堂是洗礼的主日，我们有四位弟兄姊妹洗礼，啊，请大家到时候回来一同观礼。所以我们有孙弟兄、卢姊妹、还有王姊妹和吴姊妹，他们下个星期主日当中会接受这个洗礼。好，感谢主。另外呢，我们在有中桥主办的这个国语家长小组的座谈啊，这个具体的内容请参看第七项的报告。另外，明天是联邦大选，是鼓励所有的是公民的弟兄姊妹啊出去投票。好，今天的报告那就到这里结束，那么今天的崇拜也就结束。So we finish today's service. Thank you for your coming, and then we can step out to go to the connection room, have some coffee, and we greet each other there. Thank you.